One of the world's most famous 20th century psychics, Edgar Cayce was born the son of a farmer in 1877. Who is one of the world's most famous 20th century psychics? Edgar Cayce was one of the world's most famous 20th century psychics. Was he born the son of a doctor in 1877? No, he wasn't born the son of a doctor in 1877. He was born the son of a farmer in 1877. At the age of 7, Cayce was almost knocked out when hit by a baseball. How old was Cayce when he was almost knocked out when hit by a baseball? Cayce was 7 when he was almost knocked out when hit by a baseball. In a semi-conscious state, he told his parents to prepare a strange concoction. What state was he in when he told his parents to prepare a strange concoction? He was in a semi-conscious state when he told his parents to prepare a strange concoction. He then asked them to rub it into a space between his head and neck. Where did he ask them to rub it? He asked them to rub it into a space between his head and neck. His parents humored their son, but his strange medicine worked. Did his parents ignore their son or humor their son? His parents humored their son. Did his strange medicine work? Yes, his strange medicine worked. In the morning, he made a complete recovery. What happened in the morning? In the morning, he made a complete recovery. Cayce was a poor student. Was Cayce a good student? No, Cayce wasn't a good student. Cayce was a poor student. As a young boy, he claimed to have a vision of a woman with wings who told him that, "If you can sleep a little, we can help you." As a young boy, did he have a vision of a woman with wings? Yes, as a young boy, he had a vision of a woman with wings. Did she tell him that if you can brush your teeth a little, we can help you? No, she didn't tell him, if you can brush your teeth a little, we can help you. She told him, if you can sleep a little, we can help you. Falling asleep with a school book as a pillow, he claimed to wake up having learned everything inside the book. What did he fall asleep on? He fell asleep with a school book as a pillow. What did he claim to wake up having learned? He claimed to wake up having learned everything inside the book. At the age of 21, Edgar learned to place himself into a sleep-like trance where he claimed his mind was free to wander anywhere in space or time. At what age did Edgar learn to place himself into a sleep-like trance? At the age of 21, Edgar learned to place himself into a sleep-like trance. What did he claim his mind was free to do? He claimed his mind was free to wander anywhere in space or time. He called this realm the universal consciousness, where he could access knowledge to heal people. Did he call this realm the universal language? No, he didn't call this realm the universal language. He called this realm the universal consciousness. What knowledge could he access? He could access knowledge to heal people. People persuaded Edgar to use his gift to help people. He would enter a trance and then respond with specific solutions to his patients' health problems. Was Edgar persuaded to use his gift to harm people? No, Edgar wasn't persuaded to use his gift to harm people. Edgar was persuaded to use his gift to help people. His clients included President Woodrow Wilson, Marilyn Monroe, and Thomas Edison. Did his clients include President Woodrow Wilson, Marilyn Monroe, and Thomas Edison? Yes, his clients included President Woodrow Wilson, Marilyn Monroe, and Thomas Edison. Edgar didn't just serve the rich and famous. He offered a not-for-profit service, and some say he helped over 6,000 people. Did Edgar just serve the rich and famous? No, Edgar didn't just serve the rich and famous. What kind of service did he offer? He offered a not-for-profit service. How many people did he help? He helped over 6,000 people. He was dubbed the Miracle Man of Virginia Beach. He was also known as the Sleeping Prophet and Father of Holistic Medicine. What was he dubbed? He was dubbed the Miracle Man of Virginia Beach. What else was he known as? He was also known as the Sleeping Prophet and Father of Holistic Medicine. During his trances, Edgar would refer to himself as we instead of I. When would Edgar refer to himself as we instead of I? During his trances, Edgar would refer to himself as we instead of I. With a voice as clear as a bell, he would display great learning on many subjects. Was his voice as quiet as a mouse? No, his voice wasn't as quiet as a mouse. His voice was as clear as a bell. What would he display great learning on? He would display great learning on many subjects. In his sleep-like state, the man who had only a ninth-grade education could speak in 24 different languages. In his sleep-like state, how many different languages could he speak? In his sleep-like state, he could speak in 24 different languages. Did he have a college education? No, he didn't have a college education. He had a ninth-grade education. During his trances, he would often offer predictions. When would he often offer predictions? During his trances, he would often offer predictions. Edgar is credited with foretelling the beginning and ending of both world wars. What is Edgar credited with foretelling? Edgar is credited with foretelling the beginning and ending of both world wars. He is also thought to have predicted the stock market crash of 1927. And the death of JFK. Is he also thought to have predicted the stock market crash of 1927 and the death of JFK? Yes, he is also thought to have predicted the stock market crash of 1927 and the death of JFK. Casey did have his critics. Some called him a fraud. Did Casey have his critics? Yes, Casey did have his critics. What did some call him? Some called him a fraud. Others point to the predictions he made that didn't come true. What predictions did others point to? Others pointed to the predictions he made that didn't come true. For example, he said that in 1958, an ancient death ray that had been used to destroy Atlantis would be discovered. When did he say that an ancient death ray would be discovered? He said that in 1958, an ancient death ray would be discovered. Casey believed that we are all psychic and have the ability to connect with the power of the universal consciousness for gaining health and knowledge. Did Casey believe that we are all crazy? No, Casey didn't believe that we are all crazy. Casey believed that we are all psychic. Did he believe we all have the ability to connect with the power of the universal consciousness? Yes, he believed we all have the ability to connect with the power of the universal consciousness. His legacy lives on in 35 centers and 2 schools around the world that celebrate his life and teaching. Where does his legacy live on? His legacy lives on in 35 centers and 2 schools around the world. What do they celebrate? They celebrate his life and teaching.